Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I've been sitting here now for about 10 minutes just talking and talking and talking. Even though I had the whole thing on mute. So, you guys missed a wonderful conversation. I just shared so much with you. I will begin again. This is Get Answers to Life's Questions, and I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. The woman who can't recognize when she's muted a line and needs to unmute it before she begins the show. Isn't that just horribly interesting? Anyway, I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a innate releasing technique practitioner, a spiritual energy healer, a conscious channel, a speaker, an author, and probably a bunch of other stuff. So this is a show where you can ask questions about things that are happening in your life and get the answers that your guidance wants to give you, the answers that will actually help you to make a difference. So if you have questions, then give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And we will go to our caller from my favorite number, 111111111, and see if it's my favorite person. Okay, here we go. Hi.
Hi there. I guess you just wanted me to speak to. After you listen to yourself, to your own words. How are you today?
I am doing great. How about you?
I, too, am doing great and look forward to even greaterness. Yes.
Wonderful. Yeah, I was going on and talking about Akashic Records and what people could expect and all of this other information before I realized that I was muted.
You know, it happens to the best of us. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah. So how was your Akashic record work last night? Because my phone died.
I didn't know it died, but I was laying down on the couch and I was like going to sleep, and you know, going into that sleep state. It was good though, and apparently you didn't know that I wasn't there because you weren't there, and it was all good. But what for me it was. A experience of in the present life, working up some, you know, revelations of things in the present life, the different phases of my life, and recognizing where, that could have easily crept in, been pounded in, been cemented in, and, you know, breaking through those layers of words spoken to me from my my parents that I had internalized. And you know, so it was good.
Wonderful. Well, I'm glad to know that you got a benefit out of it. I'm gonna have to, you know, send everybody a message saying, well, did you get anything out of it?
If they did it, they did.
Yeah.
Something.
And I think everybody did it. And see, I was so busy doing it and I had my eyes closed and I was reviewing the past life and all of that. And when I finally opened my eyes, there was this message on the screen saying, you need to call back in. And I looked at my phone and it was completely dead. So
I definitely went to sleep.
It was just such a weird experience. Okay, now, what can I do for you today, ma'am?
Well, I am heading to New Orleans to do a show, Jazz Fest, and I would love to hear from whomever, but I think it's Lakshmi, pertaining to the Lakshmi and Ra, because the weather person has, I had allowed the weather person to shake my energies out, which the weather can do. So just whatever around the show that I need to know, to make sure that I am prepared for the opulence of Lakshmi and myself to come forward.
Okay. One of the first things is I'm seeing this image and I'm hearing the words, if it rains, just create rainbows. And so I'm seeing an image of rainbows.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not even sure who was saying that. Okay. Oh, Lakshmi. Okay. Let's see if either one of them wants to give you a message.
The pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Yes, definitely. And you just... And now they're even showing me you with the pot of gold, picking it up and letting it drop back down into the pot as you're just enjoying touching the gold, feeling the gold, knowing it's yours. Mm. And Ra has a message for you. Okay, here it is. Relax. You know that no matter what the weather is doing, you are there to be you, to allow others to connect to your energy and to the energy that you have put into the things that you have created. So this is really not about the weather. This is really about who you are being. What you are conveying, what you are creating and allowing. So we want you to let go. Just let go. And give yourself the freedom to move in your own body in whatever way is right for you in the moment. We see you shining brightly. We see you sharing the truth of who you are and having such a beautiful impact, not just on the people who are going to stop and talk to you, but also on the people who just walk by. They will feel your love, and it will change them. Change them in ways that you're not even aware of yet. You are so powerful, and you don't even know it. But trust us. This will be a beautiful experience. So please, see the rainbow, see the pots of gold. Allow this to be an opening to your own prosperity, taking you to levels that you've never even thought of, allowing your life to be so much more. It is time. It truly is time. So open up to the success and stay in that energy, and you will not be disappointed.
Okay. 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 I'm going to tell you, anointed one, about experiences that have been in the past.
Uh-huh.
In terms of dealing, having a business that's outside in the rain, and jewelry, like that can be affected by the elements, and mud being around your booth that had a lot of money has been paid for. So I think it would be beneficial for me to request some Dara Nate stuff to remove all those experiences and the wind coming, shoe coming, you know, in and blowing things away. And I mean, I had lived this in my past life, and I am requiring your said to release it. I'm ready to release it, but that's what I came in with. That's what was re-triggered in me, and it hadn't been, as DC would say, wasn't pretty. it wasn't pretty. Having lived those journeys, and not only that, many of the collective who would be there, because the people who have already paid to get in, they don't care. They're gonna go stand in front of the entertainers with their rain boots on and their, if it rains, and their whatever, and stand out there in the rain, pouring rain, and, you know, be happy and whatever, doing what they do. So they tend to trip out. But those of us, or trip in, whatever the case may be, but those of us as a collective consciousness, which who are in booths, who have their businesses out there, are products of what I spoke of the past. I'm seeing the sun, though. I am seeing it as I'm speaking. And, you know, so there's a collective energy that happens, a collective consciousness that happens. And tonight being a full moon, I'm lighting some candles and lighting the way and clearing the path and calling Ra and all that. But still, I would love some of you to derinate. You would derinate releasing, because that's where I have placed myself, and in that kind of environment, with that collective consciousness.
Okay. Well, let's see what they want you to let go of. So repeat after me. Irinate, I release past weather disasters.
Dear Innate, I release past weather disasters. Mm.
Dear Innate, I release the fear of failure.
Dear Innate, I release the fear of failure.
Dear Innate, I take back my power from the weather.
Dear Innate, I take back my power from the weather.
Dear Innate,
I
am a success.
Dear Innate, I am a success.
Dear Innate, I release the group fear of the weather.
Urinate. I release the group fear of the weather.
Urinate. I allow this experience to be magnificent.
Urinate. I allow this experience to be magnificent.
Urinate. I stand tall in my power.
Urinate. I stand tall in my power.
Urinate. I open to receiving prosperity.
Urinate. I open to receiving prosperity.
Urinate. It is safe for me to attract paying customers.
Urinate. It is safe for me to attract paying customers.
Urinate. It is safe for me to make more money than I've ever expected.
Urinate. It is safe for me to make more money than I've ever expected or ever made before.
Okay. Urinate, I create my reality.
Yeah, okay, put me to the test. Urinate, I create my reality, and it's true. It's true.
Urinate, I am creating that this will be a beautiful experience.
Urinate, I am creating that this will be a beautiful experience. And these tears that are about to fall from my eyes is only water that I'm going to drop of liquid. I will see at that experience. Okay.
Urinate, my happiness is not based on the weather.
Urinate, my happiness is not based on the weather.
Whew. Wow. Urinate, I will see the good in everything that occurs.
Urinate, I will see the good in everything that occurs.
Urinate, I give myself the freedom to be.
Urinate, I give myself the freedom to be.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. All right, how does that feel?
It feels some better. I have a friend who she's in spirit now, and I'm calling you, Shanti. He called her Sunshine, too. Okay, I love it. And I thought about her this morning, and when a tornado came by her, came near her house, you know, how she was praying, and well, nonetheless, it didn't really affect her house much. So I'm calling you, Shante, right now, Sunshine. I never thought of you being Sunshine until now. And I know that's what people have called you. I love it. And the actual, I was reading from ancient scripts this morning and talking about the elements Ra and Shu is the wind, and Tefnut is the air, the different, coming out of ancient Egypt, Kemet, the different elements. And as you were saying, having being able to speak to them, and that's what she did, and that's what I was doing earlier, and implementing that into the expression of me is the phase that I must enter into, and enter being the name of the all-knowing, the first mother, the all-powerful, that I must enter into.
even in terms of speaking now, I'm feeling better. I'm recognizing that. Because the weathermen do screw up. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
But around here lately, they've been pretty doggone close to being accurate. Not 100%, but enough to. So I've been in that vibration, too, where I am. They've been, no danger has come to my home, but there's been, directly to my area. But people around me have been, there's been devastation. Not just me, but other places. So all of those things have been churning in my furnace. Why am I saying furnace? I'm not sure. In my furnace of possibilities. Okay. And I need to burn out, use the fire to burn out. Wow. I'm feeling better, but if you got any more to say to me, I'm ready to repeat after you again.
Yeah, let's see if they're giving me anything else because I wasn't really hearing any other statements.
Okay, may not be anything else. I may have to just, you know, do just what I was speaking of, and it's. But as you were speaking, as I said, the sun would. Go ahead.
I'm getting that it's more of you staying in the knowing that everything's going to be fine. It's like your brain is,
of course,
looking at everything that's ever happened and whether man was right and all this other stuff, and it's coming up with reasons why this might not work. That's your brain. And your heart knows that everything's fine. So bring your heart and brain into alignment and just let it all be fine. Let yourself know in your gut, in your instincts, that this is going to be a phenomenal time and it's going to turn out great.
Sure, you're right. Sure, I'm right on that, knowing that. Woo-wee. Into each life. Only the tears, the liquid from my eyes are dripping. Only those. No rain. So before, after. This is interesting. It's interesting because of the book, the old text of the pyramid walls that I was drawn to open and to skim through. I was looking for something in particular and I couldn't find it. And I've read it so many times I couldn't find it. I went through page after page. And as I was reading the pages were saying, look at here, look at here, look at here. Stuff I hadn't noticed before. Things were jumping out at me. And it was like, okay, so that's what I need to do. I love you, and I don't mind repeating after you. But now it's time to repeat after me and to speak my own word. Thank you. That was like, oh, I didn't realize it was so, but no matter. It's gone. It is all about me.
Yeah.
Even in the midst of it, it did cross my mind that even in the midst of the situation, someone could come to our booth and say, I want to buy everything. You know, it's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible. You know, in the midst of anything, and buy it. And that's what I need to be in the midst of anything else going on around and whatever's happening with the other people and all of that, and that's what I have to, my dreams have to be bigger, my imaginings, my receiving, my welcoming.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow. Thank you, beloved. Thank you. Thank you for hearing me and,
when I said that last wow, Ra came out to my mouth, the sun again, Ra. I'm calling Ra. Shine on. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Woo. Yeah, I got stuff to do. Okay. You have a beautiful sunny day. Sunny life. I'm calling sunshine in many forms. And I know my friend will help me. She'll push the clouds away. I see her doing it now, having fun too. She got a crew with her. She got a crew with her because she's that kind of girl. Boy, her power is only magnified. She's it's beautiful. Oh, wow. Wow. And she's running with them too, the elements, because that was her energy. That is her energy. It's mine too. Whoa. This has been quite revelatory. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Namaste.
Namaste. And have fun.
I will. Thank you. You too.
Okay. So, all right. We are going to go to our next caller now. Our caller is from 856. Hi. Who's this?
Hi. It's Rosemary. How are you guys doing?
Great. How about you?
Doing good. A little bit better. A little bit better. Could be better. Whatever you guys have or a message, I've never got everything on my plate right now. Trying to get a business running, everything. So whatever you guys can get for me.
Okay. I'm actually getting a question. And the question is, what is it that you really want to create?
Right, I need a relationship in a bad way. In the business, so I can get start working, making money.
So you want to create a successful business so you can make money. And that's the most important thing to you right now?
That is a relationship. A long time coming. That makes sense.
Okay. You have some beliefs that are obviously getting in the way. Okay, they want us to do some work to let go of some of those beliefs. And then there's going to be something else, but they're not telling me what something else is now. They're saying, do the work, and then we'll show you. Okay. So we're going to make some of those dear innate statements. So just repeat after me. Dear innate, it is safe for me to be a success.
Dear innate, am I meant to be success?
Safe. For me.
Oh, is it safe? Is it safe to be safe?
Dear innate, I release the past experiences.
Dear innate, I'm ready to release
the past experiences.
Past experience.
Dear innate, I give myself the freedom to change.
Here, Nate, I give myself freedom to change.
Dear Nate, I am moving forward in my life.
Here, Nate, I'm moving forward with my life.
Dear Nate, the past does not hold me back.
the past does not hold me back.
Dear Nate, I am open to love.
Dear Nate, I'm here to open love. To love.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Dear Nate, I'm let go.
And take a nice deep breath. Okay, there's something in your energy that's kind of blocking you. So I'm trying to figure out what we need to do to let that go.
You have to go back to get my treatment. I did one part this morning and I gotta finish up the other part tonight.
Okay. All right, so we're going to do a kind of a meditation thing. So just listen to what I say. You don't need to say anything. Just listen to what I say. So just see yourself in, well, you can close your eyes if you want to, and just imagine that you are in this beautiful meadow, and it's filled with all of these wild flowers and there's hummingbirds and bumblebees and dragonflies and a bunch of different kind of birds just flying around the meadow. And you can smell all of the beautiful flowers and there's a gentle breeze blowing and the sun is shining. It's like the perfect temperature. And as you walk through this meadow, you notice there's a circle in the middle. And you get to this circle, and it's a circle of grass. And it's just beautiful, green, soft, rich, luxurious grass. And so just let yourself lie down in that circle, knowing that you are perfectly safe. And just relax and breathe. And as you lie there, there's a beautiful circle of angels that come down. And so you're surrounded by these beautiful angels, and you can feel the love pouring from their hearts into your heart. And it feels so good to know that you are loved and accepted exactly as you are. You don't have to change anything. You don't have to be anything other than just be you. And let this love fill you as it overflows your heart and begins to spread throughout your entire body. You just feel that love. And that love energy is the most powerful energy that there is. And so as it moves throughout you, if it comes across any old, dark energy, it is immediately transformed, removed from your body, turned into light. And just breathe as this energy moves throughout you, finding all of the places where you stored fears and doubts and worries, and just transforming every bit of it, turning it all into love, opening you up more and more and more. And you may notice that you can breathe even more deeply than you could before. That your body feels more free. It moves more freely. The restraints and the restrictions are gone. And you are totally in the energy of possibilities. so that you can create your life the way you truly choose for it to be. And while you are in this open and accepting state, the angels are placing different attributes into your heart. They are giving you courage. They are giving you confidence. They are giving you freedom. They are giving you love. And as they place each one of these in your heart, it moves throughout your entire body, so that you are becoming what you are receiving. And they are removing the barriers to you having an incredible, wonderful, amazing relationship. They are opening the pathway completely between you and the one who is coming to you, so that you are ready to receive, knowing that this is right for you. And they are clearing the thoughts from your mind that keep you from allowing yourself to be a success with your own business. Taking away everything that gets in your way. They're even going back and clearing past life beliefs that you no longer need to carry forward, so that you have the complete freedom to embrace your life now. Just breathe deeply and let all of this sink in. And allow yourself to accept what you are receiving. Allow yourself to become who you truly are. Now the angels are giving you a beautiful rose. And this is just a sign of love. Love for you. And the angels are going back up into the heavens. It is now time for you to get up from the ground and take your rose with you and walk back out of the meadow, feeling that difference within you, knowing that you are loved and you are powerful. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, that you ever need to be afraid of. Now as you walk out of the meadow, come back to the here and now. Open your eyes. Take a deep breath. And let me know how that feels.
A lot better.
Good.
A lot better.
And they're saying that really there's nothing impossible for you. You really can create anything that you truly desire. And so they don't want you to ever think about, oh, I can't, because there is no you can't. Because you can. You can because you have the power of God within you. And that love is more powerful than anything else in existence. And so stay in that love and allow the love to work for you, to help you to create what you desire. Know that you are love. Okay, that's what they want you to know.
Cool. Appreciate it. Appreciate
okay,
it.
Now you've got to get busy creating this amazing life. And they're showing me that it's there waiting for you, so create
it, okay? Hopefully, very, very soon. Yep. Appreciate it.
All right, check back in and let me know how you're doing.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And guidance is saying that they want everyone to know that each and every one of us is truly powerful and amazing. And we really do create what we experience. And that's one of the things that they've been working with me in the Akashic Records with, is recognizing the beliefs that I created in past lives where I decided for whatever reason that I wasn't powerful, that I couldn't create, that I didn't have those abilities. And it's interesting the way that we shape who we are based on things that have happened and things that other people have said. And when you let those things go, it really does open you up to possibilities, possibilities that you never would have accepted before. And it's just truly amazing. It really is. One of the things that a lot of people have an issue with, and for that I had carried forward from past lives, has to do with lack. You know, that I can never have enough. Money doesn't like me. Money won't come into my life. I have to do this before I can have any money. You know, all of those wonderful beliefs that we have that keep us from experiencing the prosperity that we are meant to have in our lives. And so I've been doing some of the Akashic Record work on seeing why I believe the things that I believed about lack, about money, the things that actually interfered with my prosperity. And it's interesting because I've been, you know, moving those things out of my life. And as I've been moving those things out of my life, money has been flowing into my life. And sometimes it comes just completely out of the blue, totally unexpected, from people that I never even imagined had any money, let alone would give any to me. And we all know people like that, and some of us are people like that. But it's so funny to me, as I am clearing out these old beliefs, as I am using the information from the Akashic Records to make changes to my current beliefs, it really is having an impact on my life. And I really am having money flow into my life. And just, I'm really happy about it, but it still feels kind of different. But that's part of the beauty of releasing. When you start letting those things go, when you really do open up to receiving what is truly there for you. And we are, each and every one of us, truly blessed with abundance. We just usually don't say yes to it. So let's go to our caller from area code 630. Hi.
Oh, hey. Yeah, I just came out of the line, so I just didn't hear the whole discussion for the last 15 minutes. Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
But
what's your name?
Lisa.
And what can I do for you today?
Well, I was just thinking, you know, I do believe strongly. I guess I want to have, you know, faith in my belief. I do believe strongly that you know, there's timing for everything. And I just wondered, like the ministry believes in that too, because I feel like everything seems to work out the way it's supposed to, but sometimes it's hard to know that for sure, you know, like in situations.
Well, one of the interesting and beautiful things that I've discovered is actually true about life is that we, each of us, creates what we experience. And so when you're talking about timing, you're the one that determines the timing based on what you believe. Like there are some people that believe that good things will happen in their lives, but only once they've done this, this, and this, whatever this, this, and this are. And so they actually push good things away until they've achieved those goals that they've put in their own way. So it's not like God is saying, oh, you can't have this until whatever time. It's they themselves that are putting up the obstacles. Because God is okay with you having whatever you desire right now in this moment.
But I think he has the timing more. You know what I mean? I don't know. Is this Barbara Grace Reynolds I'm talking about?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
That is who you're talking
about. I do think there's that too. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, I've had lots of conversations with God and with angels and with all these divine beings. And they basically tell me that it's up to the person. When you finally open up to whatever it is that you desire in your life, then you start creating it.
Oh, that's
and you
the right
really
thing.
Do.
Yeah, because I wonder, like, okay, because, like, I was looking for property the last year, and it's almost been a year, and I came across one that really fit a lot of the bill, like, about 3 weeks ago, but it's, like, sunlight's really important to me, and even the balcony was like a northern exposure. So, I mean, I really don't want to move again. I wanted to make it like a last purchase type thing. I want to make a really right decision. And I felt like it was the wrong thing, and that something that's the right exposure at a good price will come up that's nice. So I don't know. I mean, I'm just hoping that I'm following, you know, the right thing, because I really had doubts about it. And you know, I'm just hoping that something else will open up that's more suitable, that has the right, you know, like some sunlight and, you know, a little bit more so your winters aren't dark, you know, in the Midwest and that kind of thing.
So do you have a fear of making the wrong decision?
No, I don't really fear it because I'm not. I feel like I've learned that the best thing is to follow my heart. And that I'll know when it's the right thing, and that I'm not going to do it until, because I'm not in a bad situation, I own a property, and I'm not going to do it until I find the right thing and I believe that something should come up that's very suitable, you know?
Okay, well, let's do a little bit of clearing work around that whole situation so that you can more easily see what there is to see. Does that make sense?
I don't know. I mean, I just wondered if, you know, it made sense what I said, you know, that,
what
you
said made sense, but your guidance is telling me that you need more clarity. There's some old belief kind of stuff that's getting in your way. And so they say, clear that out, and then you can move forward. And really, once you clear that out, things change, and they change quickly, because there really isn't a time where guidance is saying, oh, no, she can't move until this, this, and this. They don't say that, and they're not saying that. They're saying the only thing that's keeping you from finding what is right for you is some old beliefs that are still hanging around you. So
but the reality is what comes down the market.
Let go of those beliefs. You know, it's
but
not about
what
the
comes
market.
Down the market?
It's not about the market. You see, that's one of the things that holds us back from our own magnificence. We believe that the market has power, society's beliefs has power, that the economy has power, instead of recognizing that we have power. And
But if the thing doesn't come up that you're looking for, how does it matter what you believe? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a literal tangible thing to have a certain level price and to have the things you're looking for. There's nothing wrong with that, to have guidelines of what you're looking for. Otherwise,
no,
you
there's
won't.
Nothing wrong
I feel,
with
you know.
Having an idea of what you want to find. But when you decide that you can't find it until the market provides it, you are giving your power to the market instead of recognizing that this is something that I desire and I am attracting it into my life. Because if you are attracting it into your life, it really doesn't matter what the market does, because it's your energy that is bringing it to you. Can you see that one way has you kind of being a victim of the market and the other way has you standing in power and attracting what you desire to you?
But you can say as much as you want, oh, I want the Southern Exposure to come on the market, something sunny, but that's not going to make it happen. Is that what you're saying? You will make it happen?
Yeah, it does make it happen.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like it just, it happens on God's timing more. I don't know. My thinking is really different than yours, you know. I mean, I feel like there's a time for everything.
Every moment is God's time. So the only thing that keeps you from experiencing what you desire, which God is perfectly fine with you experiencing what you desire, the only thing that keeps it from coming to you right now is you. And your beliefs about whether or not you can have it right now.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. By saying, oh, well, it'll happen sometime and we'll see in the next few months when it happens, you know. You're saying instead, well, I think it's going to happen soon and I'm going to believe in it.
No, you can accept that it can happen right now. Right now is the only time there is. And if you are open to it happening right now, then there's nothing to keep it from happening right now. Even though your brain will probably tell you, well, you shouldn't listen to her. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
I don't know. My belief is just still a little different. You know, I feel like, you know, it's going to happen when it's going to happen more. I don't know. I still believe that because, you know, it's like it's a timing of like when someone puts something on the market, you know, I can't make them in my mind say, okay, put it on the market today and now it's going to happen. That just doesn't seem sensible to me that could work.
It's not you making anybody else do anything. You don't have the power to make anybody else do anything. It's you saying, this is what I desire and I'm willing to accept it now. And you're leaving everything else up to God.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, so you're asking to, like, now accept that this will happen, you hope, and then leave it up to his timing? Is that what you're saying?
You are accepting that you are going to have the perfect home and that God is going to provide it. And that's it.
Without thinking about the timing.
The time has nothing to do with it.
Can't wish for it sooner or later, is that what you're saying?
You're just saying that I have it now. Because if you have it now, there's no need to wish. There's no need to worry. There's no need for any of that other stuff because you already know that you have it now. We live in the
so
now.
I have a new place now. I have a new place now, though I don't actually have it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, you're opening yourself up to allowing it to come to you because you're saying, I have it now. If you're saying, I'm going to find the perfect place and it's going to happen in a couple of months, you're actually pushing it away. You're actually saying, I can't have it now. I can't have it until those couple of months happen.
Mm-hmm.
So this is about you
not
pushing things away, instead allowing them to come to you, even if it's right now.
All right. Well, maybe I'll just stay on the line and listen. It's something interesting to think about. I can stay on and listen for a little bit.
Okay. That's absolutely fine. And I don't know what the next caller is going to bring, but if we do any of the dear innate statements, if you make those statements, then it will also make changes for you. So even though I'm not actually talking to you, you can still make the statements and experience the changes. Okay?
Okay. Thank you for your idea.
All right. I'm going to mute you, and we'll see what the next caller wants. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Our next caller is from area code 415. Hi. Who's this?
Hi. Hello. This is Catherine.
Hello, Catherine. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
And what can I do for you today?
Sorry, I took an odd spill on Monday. I was just walking down a hill, and I think my foot turned under, and I fell forward, you know, on down a pretty steep hill, and landed on my arm, like my elbow and shoulder. And I've just have felt kind of off balance with my body, like it's not really connected. So I don't know if you could tune in to what's going on or why, what happened with that. I don't think I've ever fallen in my life. And so it's just kind of a weird thing to happen. And if I felt a little outside of my body lately.
So what's going on in your life that is not in balance, that is got you off center? What are you thinking about?
I don't know. Oh, I'm looking to change my work is what's changing, but that's all I can think of.
So the work that you're wanting to change to, what you're moving towards, how does that feel to you?
It still feels cloudy. I don't have the exact what I want. It's not like a common job that I could say, oh, I want to be a nurse, or, you know, it's something more individual that'll be just be for me that I haven't clarified or it hasn't come up.
Okay, part of this has to do with your identity. And since you're moving from the identity that you've had for a while and you've been comfortable with, and you're moving towards this new identity, but you're not really sure about this new identity, it's gotten you off balance. It's like your whole life is just, you don't know who you are anymore. That's what
I would say.
Like.
That.
That's what the energy feels like to me. It's a part of. It's a part of you actually defining what you're moving towards. Because if you don't have the clarity about it, then you can't, it's hard for you to accept it if you can't see it in your own mind, kind of thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess the mind wants to know first. You know, maybe it's more like the left side versus the right side. You know, the brain wants to know ahead of time versus the intuition of, or the heart.
So if you had to describe to me what it is you're moving towards, what would it sound like?
Definitely would be more creative. And it would be in the area of, you know, working with people and helping people and using creativity.
Okay, so is it like being an art teacher or teaching someone
new? No. No.
Uh-uh. That you want to create?
No, that's not what I want to talk about on this call.
Okay. That's something that your guide says you need in order to find the balance
mm-hmm.
in your life.
Yeah, I think when you're, I don't think it's good to expose it out into the world before in this for the phone. I'm not, you know, maybe on a private session I would go into it, but not on the line like this.
There's anything they're suggesting that doesn't involve, because this is something that you're going to need to say out loud so that you
uh-huh.
can hear it.
Okay.
This is about allowing yourself to hear it and accept it.
Okay.
It's like you've got this little bundle of I'm just seeing this little bundle of energy that doesn't know what to do with itself.
Mm.
Because it doesn't know what
it is.
Yeah,
that could throw you off balance.
Yeah. And so it's like you don't know you. Okay. So let's do a few of those dear innate statements just to bring you clarity.
Okay.
Are you willing to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Dear innate, I am open to clarity.
Dear innate, I am open to clarity.
Dear innate, I allow myself to know what is best for me.
Dear innate, I allow myself to know what is best for me.
Dear innate, I allow myself to express to myself what is best for me.
Dear innate, I allow to express to myself what is best for me.
Dear innate, I know that my heart will guide me.
Dear innate, I know that my heart will guide me.
Dear innate, I trust my heart.
Dear innate, I trust my heart.
Dear innate, I let go of who I have been.
Dear innate, I let go of who I have been.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to change.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to change.
Dear innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear innate, I have the freedom to be.
Dear innate, I have the freedom to be.
And take a nice deep breath. Okay, that little ball is unwinding itself.
Yeah, I feel it in my, like, my head, like my third eye, and my head is tingling.
All right, so now you should have clarity, which should help you to decide exactly what it is you want to do. They're showing me that you have several choices of doing something creative and working with people, and they're saying it's really up to you which choice you make. And they're not showing you that any one of them is better than any other. It's just a matter of what feels right to you, what feels right to your heart. So let yourself really look at it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that you can do if you have several different choices you can make, you can get a sheet of paper for each choice. Write each choice down on the sheet of paper. Put it down on the floor,
okay,
face down, so that you don't know which one is which one. And put them far enough apart that you have to walk from one to the other. And then go stand on them and see what feels right.
Okay.
Because then you're listening to your intuition, your heart, instead of what your brain says.
Right.
And you can do that for several days if you want to, you know, just if you can leave the pieces of the paper on the floor, just leave them on the floor. And then every morning, you know, go and stand on them and see what really
resonates.
Or
picking them up in your hands, putting them in your hands, but not reading what it is.
Well, you can put them up in your hand or you can just go stand on them and let the energy come through your feet. It's totally up to you.
Oh, okay. Could you do a Dearinate with my body, issues with being more connected?
Okay, let's see. Actually, your body is more connected now. Let's see.
Yeah, no, this is weird. I was having lower back pain and like that fall. Now I don't have the pain in my spine that I had. So it's kind of weird. Maybe that fall adjusted my back. Very weird. But my shoulder's out, but now my back's better.
let's do a few things and see if this makes a difference with your shoulder, and hopefully it won't bring the pain back to your back. So that was the pain in your back was part of that not feeling supported.
Mm-hmm.
Not
yeah,
feeling,
yeah, heard, yep.
yeah, not
grounded
feeling
or,
connected
yeah.
and supported.
Connected. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Repeat after me. Dear Innate, I allow my body to be balanced.
Dear Innate, I allow my body to be balanced.
Dear Innate, I release the pain.
Dear Innate, I release the pain.
Dear Innate, I release the negativity of the fall.
Dear Innate, I release the negativity of the fall.
Dear Innate, I release any need to suffer.
Dear Innate, I release any need to suffer.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to heal.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to heal.
Dear Innate, I trust my guidance.
Dear Innate, I trust my guidance.
Dear Innate, I open my heart and love myself.
Dear Innate, I open my heart and love myself.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Take a nice deep breath.
Oh, now my throat hurts. Now there's like a lump in my throat that came up.
Dear Innate, I give myself the freedom to express myself.
Dear Innate, I give myself the freedom to express myself.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to talk.
Dear Innate, it's safe for me to talk.
Dear Innate, I allow my throat to be open.
Dear Innate, I allow my throat to be open.
Dear Innate, I release the things that I've shoved inside.
Dear Innate, I release the things I've shoved inside.
Dear Innate, I let it all go.
Dear Innate, I let it all go.
Okay, how's your throat feel?
Like scratchy, but it's better. I think it's releasing. feels hot. Both. Usually people have one parent that is kind of quiet, but our family, we had both parents that didn't express themselves. Or it's like both sides were just to keep things quiet.
And that's part of the reason why you don't talk. Cause...
Yeah, it's both, you know.
Dear Renate, I release the comfort of not talking.
Dear Renate, I release the comfort of not talking.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Yeah, it's opening. Yeah, it's funny. My sinuses feel open. I'm breathing more clearly. Through my nose.
Well, that's good.
I feel a little dizzy now, but it's opening in my head.
Okay. So do you keep like a journal or anything?
Yeah, usually like after these, when I call into a blog talk show and things that come up from this kind of reading, and I write down what happened in the reading.
Have you ever tried automatic writing?
I've heard that from you on the show, but I haven't. No, I haven't myself.
Okay, you can go to my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com.
Okay.
And click on the tab that says automatic writing. And it actually gives you the instructions further down in that page to tell you exactly how to do it. Your guidance wants you to start doing it. That way you can ask
okay.
questions of them and write down the answers that you get.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about bringing you more freedom to be who you are.
Right.
You're not really giving yourself the freedom to live. You're not really fully living your life. And they want you to start opening up to that.
Yeah, I think I do in other ways, but not my career. So, yeah, it's not the fully. So, yeah, but I do with my friends or my things I like to do outside of work. But, yeah, it's not integrated into my living.
Yeah, and you need to be free in every aspect of your life.
Yeah,
they don't want
right.
you to hold
yeah.
back in anything. So get those instructions and try it. And if you know if you have any problems or questions, send me an email and I'll do what I need to do.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And remember, this is an important thing for you because you have
yeah.
come to that point in your life where you're ready for change.
Yeah,
which means,
it's the cusp. I'm right on the cusp, yeah.
Yeah, you've got to let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, great.
Great. I will.
Awesome. Bloom.
It's spring. It's a full moon.
Exactly. And your body feel more
right.
balanced.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, oddly
Wonder.
Enough. We'll see after these muscles are less sore. I think it'll feel a lot, you know, you got to shake yourself up.
Yeah. Well, you can do it without falling down a hill, but apparently
exactly. I would rather do
it
without that extreme. All right. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You too, Catherine. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Okay. I want to remind you, everybody, that when you call in, if you have a question, don't forget to press the number 1 so that I know that you have a question. Otherwise, we just let you listen. So today's show has been, it's been about a lot of change. And a lot of people are experiencing big changes in their lives right now. And I've had people tell me, oh my gosh, why does everything has to change at once? Well, you know, sometimes we reach a point where it has to be that big for us to really notice it, to really pay attention to it. Because if it's just one little thing, we can ignore it. But if it's our whole lives, then there's no way we can ignore it. So really, it's about you recognizing that it's okay for you to change. And you can do that with making dear innate statements. You can say, dear innate, I give myself the freedom to change. Dear innate, I accept change. Because if you're fighting against it, you're actually, the energy is just not it to resolve itself. So it's when you accept it that you allow it to resolve. So if there's something that you really want, don't fight it. Because fighting won't bring it to you. Fighting will push it away. And we always have a choice about what we are creating, what we are experiencing in our lives. And you're not destined or obligated to be a particular way or to experience a particular thing. Everything that we believe comes from something that's happened to us, something that we've accepted, something that someone said. So when you start letting those beliefs go, you really are giving yourself the freedom to decide what you choose to believe now instead of having your life run by those beliefs from the past. And that's how we make the changes in our lives, by opening up to who we are now. And again, you can use those dear innate statements and say, dear innate, I open up to who I am now. Dear innate, I release the experiences from the past that have dictated my life. Dear innate, I give myself the freedom to be. And when you make dear innate statements like that, you really are changing are. I know that that seems like it shouldn't work. You know, it's just a little statement. It shouldn't really have that big of an impact. But trust me, it can have a tremendous impact on every aspect of your life. And that was the time that we are supposed to be creating who we truly desire to be. And you deserve it. And you are worth it. So it's okay to love yourself. And again, you can make that into a dear innate statement. Dear innate, I truly love and accept myself now. And when you do that, you are just letting go of so much garbage that you've been hanging on to. Sometimes it's garbage that you've been hanging on to for thousands of years. when I do the Akashic Record work on myself, I had one where it took me back to, I was a cave woman. So, yeah, that was definitely thousands of years ago. And I had formed a belief. And it was time to let that belief go. So the beliefs that run your life are not just the things that you learn in this life or during those first 6 years when you learned all kinds of stuff that you don't even know you learned. It can also go back through many, many, many times. But it's okay, because there are ways of letting it go. For every problem, there is always a solution. And the solution is within you. So let yourself start learning what it is that you need to learn so that you can let go of what no longer works for you. And I do encourage everybody to try the automatic writing. And the instructions are there on my website. It's free. All you have to do is read them and follow them. And they're not really complicated. So go to divinelyguidedhealing.com and click on the tab that says automatic writing. And read those instructions and start working with that. Let yourself give it a try. See how it works for you. It is one of the things that really has led to so many incredible, how I became a channel. That's what guided me to ask to have my third eye open so that I could see things, and guided me to allow myself to feel things, because I didn't used to feel anything. But the more I open up to guidance, to love, to the truth, the more I want that in my life, the more I know that that is meant to be in my life. So if you really want to change your life, it starts with you. It starts with you opening up. It starts with you changing your beliefs. It all starts with you. And there's no one that you are responsible for other than you. So please, take advantage of the opportunities that are presented to you. Start opening up to the truth that is within you. Allow yourself to know who you really are. Allow yourself to become who you truly desire to be. And if you have any questions, feel free to send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com, and I'll be more than happy to answer it. This is your opportunity to change your own life. And you can change it in a way that works for you. I'm not telling you that I'm right and you guys need to do whatever I say. Because you are just as connected with God as I am. And you know what is right for you. So let yourself live that. Allow your life to change. Well, that's the show for today, and I will be back next Friday with another show. Or you can catch me on Sunday night with DC Love, or Tuesday and Thursday mornings with DC Love. I hope everyone has an absolutely beautiful weekend. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.